The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about gas prices and who really is to blame.
Gas prices are Joe Biden's fault. At least that's a popular sentiment, especially among folks who never liked the president much anyway. There's some logic to this complaint. Most notably, his energy-related regulations are suppressing the production of oil. On May 12th, for example, Biden's Interior Department blocked a proposal to open up more than 1 million acres of land in Alaska for oil and gas drilling. 2 days later, his administration blocked plans to expand an oil refinery in the Virgin Islands. Many also criticized Biden when he revoked a key permit for the Keystone XL pipeline last year. This pipeline would have carried more than 800,000 barrels per day of Canadian crude to U.S. refineries. Most recently, Biden failed to secure a commitment from Saudi Arabia to boost oil output.
Yes, at least according to his low approval rating, the list of his shortcomings can go on and on.
However, placing the blame entirely on the White House is utterly unfair. There are things Biden could have done differently to help ease prices, no doubt. A different president might have handled things more to our liking, but the truth is, the president can't do much about oil prices. There are two major factors for higher gas prices that go well beyond the Oval Office. First, consider the COVID-19 effect. Think back to the housing bubble for a moment. Following the 2008 financial crisis, the housing market crashed and production dried up. This led to a housing shortage just as the recovering economy was boosting demand. Basically, supply was ultra low and demand was rising. The exact same thing has happened with oil. You'll recall that oil prices got clobbered during the height of the pandemic in 2020. It was so bad that oil futures even briefly went negative. No one knew how long the economy would be shut down and just how bad the recession would get. As a result, oil drillers closed up shop and they stopped drilling. But lockdowns didn't last. Businesses reopened, COVID-19 vaccines became available, and folks got back on the road.
And the oil industry was then unprepared when demand came roaring back.
Although rig counts, the number of active drilling rigs throughout the U.S., have been on the rise for the past couple years, they are still below pre-pandemic levels. Put simply, we're not drilling enough oil. Inventory is too short. If we stopped producing today, the country would only have 26 days of oil on hand. Even though we're 2 years past the COVID-19 crash, the supply and demand curve for oil is out of whack. This supports higher oil prices until either there is more supply or until demand drops because of a recession. You also have to consider the Russia-Ukraine effect. Russian oil normally accounts for about 10% of global supply. That's a lot. But with strict sanctions imposed on Russia after it invaded Ukraine, oil is not finding its way out of the country like it used to. This has constrained global supply even farther. Europe is in a full-blown energy crisis at the moment. It's hard to imagine the war in Europe ending anytime soon. Many experts are predicting many more months of violence since neither country is showing signs of backing down. That means global oil supply could continue to remain tight for the foreseeable future. President Biden simply cannot wave his magic wand and make oil and gas cheaper. While many want to place all the blame on the president, we know there are bigger forces at work. Analysts are saying the price of oil is going to stay high, at least for now.
So how does the high price of oil affect consumers and the overall economic outlook going forward?
Well, let's look at how jobs factor into the price of oil. The worry about oil is that a recession will kill demand, driving prices down even if supply stays limited. In recessions, people lose their jobs, cut back on spending, and travel less. During the 2008 financial crisis, the price of oil fell by more than 75%. We don't see that happening anytime soon. The economy is not in as bad of a place as many believe. The June jobs report proved that point. The Labor Department reported a couple weeks ago that the U.S. economy added 372,000 jobs last month, and that brings the total for the first 6 months of the year to 2.74 million. And the unemployment rate has also dropped from 4% in January to 3.6% today. Meanwhile, consumer spending is at an all-time high, and industrial production is near a record as well. It's possible we will have two consecutive quarters of declining gross domestic product, or GDP, the common definition of a recession. Even so, it's clear our economy is still in a solid place, at least for now. And according to analysts, oil prices are not going to collapse.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.